Yesterday, the National Treatment Purchase Fund said it suspended waiting list funding for another public hospital in mid-April due to potential financial irregularities. The hospital was identified as Beaumont Hospital in Dublin, but it's understood the issue is different to what was found at Children's Health Ireland in an internal review, and it does not relate to consultant-led issues. For more on this, let's talk to our health correspondent, Fergal Bearis. Fergal, what emerged yesterday about Beaumont Hospital and what makes it different to what's been examined at CHI?
Well, arising from events at Children's Health Ireland, which became public in May 25th, that was a leaked copy of an internal report about one CHI hospital, which found a consultant had breached National Treatment Purchase Fund rules by referring public patients to the doctor's own weekend clinics. The NTPF suspended funding for a time for CHI. And we learned yesterday then it had also suspended funding to Beaumont Hospital from April the 11th, and that's ongoing, over potential financial irregularities. So that's a month earlier. And the NTPF said that it's now increasing governance and oversight across all insourcing work with all public hospitals who up to now were responsible for this internal governance. So it's written to all public hospitals it funds to tell them to confirm all the work they're doing that's been carried out, funded by the NTPF, is in line with processes and the memorandum of understanding. And the deadline for all hospitals to reply is next Monday.
And how significant is that move?
Well, Beaumont Hospital, it's a major voluntary hospital. It's not run by the HSC, but funded by it. And the allegation was made about a single NTPF-funded clinic. Now, I understand the issues are very different to the matters that occurred or were found to have been occurring at Children's Health Ireland. It doesn't relate to a consultant-led issue. But I suppose overall this raises questions as to whether all hospitals who are in receipt of National Treatment Purchase Fund money, are they abiding by the rules for the use of waiting list funding?
Now, Beaumont, the Minister for Health and the HSC have all issued statements in relation to this. What are they saying?
Well, Beaumont said that in March it approached of its own volition the NTPF to get clarifications regarding activity being conducted under the terms of the Memorandum of Understanding on waiting lists. And the hospital also said it engaged directly with the HSC for an independent review. The Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, said her department was told on the 11th of April and she was advised on the 14th of April about potential financial irregularities. And the matter has been referred to the HSC's internal audit, and she's awaiting the outcome of a wider review of all hospitals she asked the Chief Executive Officer of the HSC to conduct.
Is it any clearer when the long-awaited summary of the Children's Health Ireland report is likely to be published?
Well, the Taoiseach has called for that report, or a version of it, to be published if possible. And likewise, the Minister for Health. Children's Health Ireland had previously said it can't do so for legal reasons, but last week it did say it was seeking further legal advice about publication. So we may see a redacted version of the 112-page report or a summary version of it published soon. Most, if not all, the details have already been leaked in the media in recent weeks, so I think it'll be more about what Children's Health Ireland did on foot of that report in 2022. And then also Children's Health Ireland, be a big issue, big moment, are due before the Oireachtas Health Committee later next week.
OK, RTÉ's health correspondent Fergal Bearis, thank you for that update. It's 8:23.